smart decisions have never been more important. Are you thriving or just surviving? Welcome to Survey the Expert, the podcast series where we find the answers to the questions you have to build your business, keep it safe, and get things done.
Welcome. I'm Sean Witherall, your host for this installment of Survey the Expert. This podcast is going to discuss the workshops ACHC offers. Today, I'm joined by Lisa Meadows, Clinical Compliance Educator for Home Health, Hospice, and Private Duty. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
So, Lisa, could you talk to us a little bit about the workshops that ACHC offers to industry providers?
Well, the first one we have is an introductory workshop, and it is Achieving ACHC Accreditation. And it really is kind of that basic workshop for customers who are new to the industry or new to the ACHC accreditation process. The second one is Maintaining Compliance for Accreditation, and it is more of an advanced workshop. It does not go over the basics of accreditation as the first one does. It goes more into detail regarding common standards that customers typically miss on a survey.
So it sounds like each of these workshops are designed to be very in-depth, but obviously at different learning levels. Can you tell me who these are exactly designed for?
Well, the first workshop would be good for any customer, again, that is new to the industry or new to ACHC, or perhaps they're new to their role within an organization as far as preparing their agency for accreditation. Maybe their agency has been with us for several years, but they're new to their role and they want to understand more about the process. So those are typically the customers that would benefit from the Achieving ACHC Accreditation. The second workshop, Maintaining Compliance for Accreditation, is geared mainly towards those current customers, but new customers could benefit from it as well because it does go over commonly missed standards.
So who else would be interested in going to the introductory workshop at ACHC?
Achieving ACHC Accreditation Workshop, which is the introductory workshop, is also a good workshop to attend if your agency is currently with another accrediting organization and you're thinking of switching to ACHC.
You know, one of the things I want to highlight here is one of the great benefits we have for our introductory workshop, which is our Guide to Success workbook. Now, this allows organizations to really have a helping hand developing their policies and procedures for accreditation. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, it is a great workbook that is very comprehensive. It has the standards listed in it. It has helpful tips. There are essential components listed for every standard that really gives an agency a clue as to what ACHC is looking for. There are also sample forms, sample policies, and ACHC audit tools are in there. So an agency can really use this workbook from front to back and be prepared for survey when we walk in.
You know, Lisa, these workshops sound like they have a lot of great benefits for providers. Could you talk a little bit about what they can expect for the day of the workshop?
Well, it is a full day, jam-packed with great information. We also will provide lunch, as well as, you know, a few breaks and some snacks as well. But it typically starts around 8:30 and goes all the way to 4 to 4:30. It's a great time to come and not only learn more about the process, but also network with your fellow industry experts as well and learn more about the process of accreditation.
You know, Lisa, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing all of your time with us today.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for listening to this edition of Survey the Expert. I'm your host, Sean Witherall. I look forward to having you again. Until next time.
This podcast is a production of the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare Incorporated. All rights reserved. Copyright 2013. This podcast cannot be duplicated or transcribed without written consent. The podcast is for information purposes only and should not be misconstrued as legal advice. Please seek advice from qualified advisors in your industry.